From Storyflow Tech. Theo on Tech. June 14th. From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 14th. Hey, it's Theo. June 14th. Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most. Let's get into it. First, from 404 Media. Scientists discover vast ancient necropolis, teeming with strange new creatures. Welcome back to the abstract. Here are the studies this week that died in the deep, let nature call, tossed a galactic salad, and became interstellar voyeurs. First, there's a whale necropolis under the sea that is packed with ancient carcasses and teeming with new species. Then, a bygone world preserved in poop, the fruits of the universe's labor, and a zoom lens for distant planets. As always, for more of my work, check out my book, First Contact, The Story of Our Obsession with Aliens, or subscribe to my personal newsletter, The BX Files. Scientists have discovered an unprecedented underwater necropolis that contains the remains of hundreds of whales that died over the past 5 million years, scattered across 745 miles. During dives in a deep-sea submersible, researchers spotted whale bones submerged under more than 4 miles of the Diamantina Zone in the Indian Ocean, making this site the geographically largest, deepest, and oldest whale necropolis ever found. The graveyard is also teeming with species that may be new to science and subsist on these fortuitous whale falls, according to a new study. The discovery of whale fall communities in the Diamantina Zone at depths exceeding 6,700 meters establishes one of the deepest known whale fall ecosystems in the ocean, extending the known depth range of such habitats by more than 2,500 meters, said researchers co-led by Xiaotong Peng of China's Institute of Deep Sea Science and Engineering. This area has a deep and extensive accumulation comprising 5 modern natural whale fall communities and 476 fossil cetaceans recorded, the team said. Peng and his colleagues first spotted the necropolis during dives in early 2023 using the Fendouji submersible, which is capable of bringing crews to depths of nearly 7 miles. The team quickly realized they had tapped into a scientific motherlode, complete with an immense fossil archive of extinct animals, mostly deep-diving beaked whales, along with recent whale falls that still support thriving ecosystems of crustaceans, mollusks, worms, and microbes. Bone-eating worms, gastropods, vesicomyid bivalves, and brittle stars dominate the megafauna, more than several centimeters in size, reaching local densities up to 2,140 individuals per square meter, the team said. Most recovered taxa may be new to science. As for why this vast necropolis formed, beaked whales may be attracted to these deep waters due to the abundance of prey sources, such as squid and fish. Some might accidentally dive so deep that they experience decompression sickness or fatal exhaustion, becoming bonus bodies for seafloor ecosystems. The sinking carcasses are then funneled into the Diamantina Zone because of its V-shaped topography, serving up a figurative feast for scientists and a literal one for marine biota. As beaked whales are known primarily from rare strandings, their abundance, distribution, and ecology remain poorly understood overall, Peng and his colleagues concluded. Our discovery of an accumulation of skeletal remains provides an unparalleled source of information on these largely enigmatic cetaceans. Mariners have long dreaded ending up in Davy Jones's locker, the proverbial resting ground of drowned sailors. It turns out that whales have a whole locker room down in the deep, where the bodies of countless leviathans blossom into fleeting hotspots of life. In other news, the Klondike region of Canada's Yukon Territory is famous for the 19th century gold rush that led hopeful prospectors to riches, ruin, and early graves. But now, scientists have found a very different type of valuable nugget in Klondike soil, ancient squirrel poops made by ancient squirrel bums as early as 700,000 years ago. Scientists sequenced ancient environmental DNA, AEDNA, from these permafrosted scats, thereby opening up a poopy portal into the past. The fossilized feces, known as coprolites, contained genetic traces of mammoth, saber-toothed cat, horse, and bison, suggesting that these Ice Age rodents may have gnawed on the corpses of much larger megafauna. The coprolites also preserved DNA from hundreds of plant species, several insects, and a bevy of microbial and fungal strains. The diversity and abundance of AEDNA recovered from the permafrost, preserved. Ground squirrel coprolites presented here underscores the immense value of Arctic rodent middens as repositories of quaternary ecosystems, said researchers led by Tyler J. Murchie of the Hakai Institute and McMaster University. Next, second, from China Arms, green berets confirmed in Taiwan.